Well, at the beginning of UK's football season yesterday, we hear more and more about end zones. And in the last couple of weeks, I've been hearing a lot about comfort zones. Comfort zones. Particularly, I've been hearing them about the, you may remember a few weeks ago, we had a video presentation on the Encuentro 5 and the move towards being more missionary disciples and what's the next stage for the church in the United States as we become more and more Hispanic. And how do the encounters there work and all. And a part of that process is small groups that have been meeting. And in between the small groups, all of a sudden, you go out and you start talking, you strike up conversations with people that you don't know, that and you listen to them just about what's important in their life, and you ask them if you can have this kind of conversation, and then eventually in the next week the conversation moves to, if they're okay with it, can you share a little bit about what's important in your life and the role faith plays in your life? And guess what? The response back when requests like that are made of us, it is out of my comfort zone. You bet. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I did one of these things last week. You had to put a gun to my head to get up. I thought, you know, oh, my gosh. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible to get up to the point to be able to just walk up to a person who looked like they had some time and all and said, do you mind? I said, you know, I used the excuses. I got this homework from this thing that I'm in. Would you mind my just, you know, asking you a question? You can pass or play on anything I'm doing, you know. And oh my gosh, it was phenomenal to listen to this story of this guy and what's really important to him and his faith and his sacrifice, and a story of a time when somebody had a gun to his head and to get him to go and rob somebody, you know. And he just said no, and he gave up. I mean, it's like, whoa, you know, it was just sitting there. I'm really glad I went out of my comfort zone, and it was very rich, but oh my gosh, getting there was terrible. I think that's a lot of what Jesus is saying to Peter today. You know, Jesus is saying, and this is right after Peter was the star pupil, you are the Son of God, you know, you're the Christ, you know. And then Jesus goes and says, yes, well, I'm going to lead everybody to life and everything, not through military conquest, but the chief priests and the scribes I'm going to be rejected and killed and then rise again. And that's the way to life. And Peter goes, that's outside of my comfort zone. That can't be the way. No, no, Lord. God forbid. God forbid. You'd ever have to do that, and much less we'd have to follow you. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. So he goes from star pupil to Satan, you know. And part of it is because it's just that's outside of his what he could figure that, you know, he's going to do. They're all supposed to do, much less what Jesus is supposed to do. And Jesus says, no. Die to live. You know, give up your security, give up everything, you know, your control and things like that. Just follow me, and it'll lead to you getting way out of your comfort zone. And sometimes when you're in comfort zone, you'll find unexpected surprises right away, like I did. But other times you'll get rejected and everything else like that. And it'll be okay. It's all part of the path to life. Follow me. Trust me. Don't stay safe. Get out of your comfort zone in individual ways in which we're called. And we are called to do that as missionary disciples, as creepy and as horrible as it is. Remember a few years ago, we had homework for those of you who were around a few years ago, you know, and just said to ask somebody, can I listen to you talk about your faith life and not preach or not do anything else like that? And most people said, I can't do it. That's outside of my comfort zone. But we stop and we reflect in so many other ways. We've gone out of our comfort zones, you know, and it certainly has increased life. Has it been easy? Not necessarily all the time at all. Sometimes it's been unexpectedly joyful. Other times, why? How many of you, you know, is having a kid out of your comfort zone? You know, other kind of things, starting a new business, starting a new job, whatever it may be. You know, stop and think, if we stayed safe all of our life, how puny and pathetic our lives would be. Plus, there wouldn't be any other people on the earth. You know, it's so much of it is about dying to a certain stage and going on and going, you know, getting out of our comfort zone, to try this, to be stretched here and there. Paul says, you know, let the change of your life be guided by the renewal of your mind. That as you go and you understand more and more about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus, both in specifically Christian things, but also just the regular flow of life, you know, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to walk into the next stage. Oh, my gosh. Another thing, big out of your comfort zone. Certainly used to be out of mine. Asking people for money. You know, back when we were having capital campaigns and things like that, you try to get together a group of people that would go out and try to, you know, help raise the money for the church. Yeah, that's out of my comfort zone. What if I would have said that beginning as a priest? It was out of my comfort zone. What if I wouldn't have done it? You know? Life is about going outside of our comfort zones in order to be able to find true goodness. Examples abound. Just stopping to think, you know, Hurricane Harvey and all of that. I remember one past hurricane or something, my brother who was retired, all of a sudden I got a phone call from him a couple days after the hurricane hit, you know, and I said, oh, how you doing, Bob? And he says, fine. He's going like, yeah, I'm down here in, or actually it was a flooding in like Iowa or something, you know. He's going, yeah, I'm up in Iowa. I just decided, what the heck? And I volunteered for the Red Cross and I just kind of went, and went up. And he had a phenomenal experience, way out of his comfort zone. When you're retired, you're supposed to play golf every day. You know, and there he is. And the growth in the life for him, but also for the people that he served. In so many different areas we can grow, you know. Just, you know, briefly, as I was thinking about other experiences, you know, for creation. This past week, Friday, was the World Day of Prayer for Creation. And in a number of circles, trying to make from starting there, beginning of September through the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi in October, time of special prayer for creation, care of creation, and also movement more of care of creation. And I go and I look and I say, oh, my gosh, you know, out of my literal comfort zone, you know, talking and then negotiating with the other people in the house. When do you run the air conditioning? When do you leave the windows open? Care for creation. You know, everybody knows that kind of stuff. Little things like that, venturing into there. You know, driving the speed limit versus wasting gas and going way over. Especially now that it costs more. It's a little easier to do that, you know. All those the little changes in your life, they're all kind of depths. And they're just not what I'm used to doing. I'm used to going, you can usually go, what, 10 miles, 8.3 miles over the speed limit without being picked up. You know, in cutting back and all those different things, it's dying in order to be able to live in so many different ways, to be more have more integrity as a person and also to be able to let care for creation and other things. A bunch of everything. So many little things that come in there. Let's not be afraid to be out of our comfort zones. Let's not be afraid to embrace the cross in order to be able to find life more deeply for ourselves and certainly for others as well, here and forever.